So how do we go from here to there? How do we go from this situation of discord and anger and accusations to an agreement?
Well, what explains discord is that they're all in these different committees shouting at each other and they have a G77. Exactly as it happened with us. But in the background, and I know people are a bit critical of this, the key people are actually negotiating an agreement. There was a leak, I think, of one of the papers, and that's typical of these agreements. You have the friends of the chair. I was one of the friends of the chair at the COP meetings after Kyoto. And you try and find agreements. There's gaps about what is the tonnage, what is the amount of money that's going to be there. But it's the same way. There's a lot of howling on the floor. And one other important factor, to be quite frank, there's an awful lot of NGOs here. And, of course, they allow them to be into the organisation. They play their part in whipping it up. Mm. But at the end of the day, it's negotiation, negotiation, negotiation. Mm.
Now, you're in the lucky position, really, of not having to represent the interests of one nation state. You're the rapporteur for the Council of Europe here. And that allows you, really, to decide who your friends are and who your enemies are on your own account. So who are they? Who do you sympathise with and who do you find yourself against?
Well, same as it was in Kyoto. I mean, in Kyoto, I took the side, basically, of the developing nations. I thought the rich nations had the responsibility. That's why we'd agreed only the industrial nations were involved in the emissions target. But I did get China and India to agree not to object too much on the basis that they would, let's see if the rich countries will deliver on what they promised. And I must say, not a very good record when we come to change it now, to look at it up to 2012. So I'm still on that side, because at the end of the day, it's a rich 20% of the world, and 80%, millions of them, less than $2 a day. So when one of the ministers of the Eastern European state said to me, we can't go along this way, and this was in these later stages, and he said, we're a poor nation compared to you in Britain. I said, how many people have you got under $2 a day? Come on, you're not in the same game. You're still in that classified richer and developing countries. So I'm with them, really. And I think when you get the clash now, classically, between America and China, as it is at the moment, I mean, when you hear these arguments that the emissions of America are about the same as China, and indeed, one of the delegates has now actually says it'll be greater in China than America. That's because this emission fog, because that's what it is, hides the real fact when you measure it per capita or per person, that America is 20 tons in polluting the world per person, China is about 5 or 6, India is 2, Europe's in the 10, and Japan 12. Well, when you put in the gigatons into its proper context, then you begin a true measure of what the poor section and the richer section are. And I don't think the richer section at the moment, either at Kyoto or here, are carrying a sufficient burden. And that's what the argument's about.
Final question. Fantasy presidency. You are Barack Obama in a couple of days' time, and you're at the make or break stage of the negotiations, and you're going to stand up and make a speech. What's going to be in that speech?
It gets more difficult to predict, doesn't it? I could have predicted the language. I've got more difficulty with the action. In fact, I did use that fact when he fought the election. He said, what did he say he's doing? I say it's the Labour Party. What do you want to do? Improve prosperity, get more people back at work, improve the health system, a better education. We can, we will. Well, Labour Party, we did. And get on with it, and he's doing it at the moment. So I've got a great deal of admiration. He's a bloody great deal better than having Bush. I think he'll settle, but I hope he's got the courage to say, we're a very rich nation and we've got to do a little bit more than we're doing at the moment. And that's what they've got to do. China might have to. Everybody needs to move a little bit. But we haven't got the balance between equity between nations, and that's what this has got to be about. And I hope he will recall his commitment to that and reflect it in the North-South, not only in America, but the North-South in the world.
John Prescott, thanks very much.
Well,